once per person with the dark page of the wordless book. And just remember, whenever you're teaching the dark page to a child, again, we want to teach everything with a lot of grace. And so when we're talking about the dark page, we definitely want the child to understand this is something very serious. But again, we don't want to scare them. We just want to point them to the truth that God's Word says about who has sinned, what sin is, and what happens when we have sin in our hearts. So remember the link statement from the dark page to the red page is but... Oh, you have a question. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's a great question. So you will have noticed that the gold page is as far away from the dark page as it could possibly get. And the thinking was, for that reason, was so that heaven is not right beside sin. I'm not sure why CEF still publishes their books like that, but it's not a misprint if your pages are not in order. The reason is because heaven, the gold page is meant to be the last page, since that is kind of the end of our story. So that's why it is the last page. But of course, we talk about it first because in order for the child to understand about sin not being able to be in heaven, that's the natural way to be able to teach it, is to do the gold page first. So even though it's the last page in the book, sometimes I'll tell the child, you know, this is the very last page in the book, but we're going to peek to see if it's a happy ending. So, you know, don't worry if your pages are not in order because it was meant to be that way. So it takes again, why you want to practice so that you know where all the pages are when you're flipping them with a child. Okay? Great question. So we now come to the red page of the wordless book. And the red page of the wordless book is very, very important because this is when we're talking about the life of Christ. We're talking about what Jesus did for that child, for you, for me. So you want to make this page not just a bunch of facts about Jesus. We want Jesus to be real to the child. So you don't want to just tell them all the things Jesus did. You want to make sure that what you're getting across to the child is the importance of what Jesus did for them. What Jesus did for them, how much he loved them. This is the story of what Jesus did, what he went through for you and for me. And the other very important thing about this page is this points to the only way that child can be saved. Okay? Kids today, they know nothing about what it means to get rid of your sin. They really don't. I work with kids all the time here in Columbia, and I was sitting with a group of kids, and I got to the red page, and I said, I got through with the dark page, and I said, so if you and I have sin in our hearts, how do you get rid of it? How do you get rid of it? They had all sorts of answers, and none of them was Jesus. Not a single answer was Jesus. They said, well, you're just good enough. You try to do good things so that you get rid of the bad things. You just try. One girl, she once said, you just make it your goal. Make it your goal to get rid of your sin, and then you reach that goal. This is what children think today. Even some children in the church still have a very work-based thinking when it comes to getting rid of your sin. I've got to earn my way. I've got to work harder. I've got to try my best to get rid of my sin. But none of that is the right answer. Only Jesus is. So you want to make the red page very real for the child. Martin Luther, he once said, one of my favorite quotes is, he said, we carry the nails in our own pockets. We carry the nails in our own pockets. Each of us is guilty for what Christ did on the cross, but he did it willingly for us. So you want to teach this page with some conviction, because if Jesus isn't real to you, then the child isn't going to believe it, okay? So this is a page where it's kind of important to pause and think about, who is Jesus to me? Who is Jesus to me? When you're thinking about what Christ did, are you yourself convicted? Are you yourself passionate about what he did for you? So that's something very important to kind of think about and ponder. When you're talking about Jesus, there are very important things that you need to get across to the child so that it helps their understanding of the gospel. One is you need to explain to them that Jesus is the perfect Son of God. That's the blank in your notes. Jesus is God's perfect Son. This is so important for the child to know because they need to know I can't die on the cross for their sins. They can't die on the cross. I mean, they would be punished for their own sins. I can't take that away because I have my own sins. Jesus was the only one who could die on the cross and take away sins because he was perfect. Since he was perfect, he could take on all of everyone's sins. So it's very important that these kids know that Jesus, he was the perfect Son of God. It's important to know that he was the Son of God as well. Jesus was not just a man who lived a good life. He was the Son of God, the perfect Son of God. You want the child to know that Jesus gave his blood when he died on the cross. When he was nailed to the cross, sometimes I ask the kids, what came out of his hands and feet when those nails went in? Well, blood came out. Jesus gave his blood on the cross. And when Jesus gave his blood on the cross, then you can point them to Hebrews 9:22b. And Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And you can explain to the child shedding, or depending on what your translation of your Bible is, you can just say shedding is giving. Because again, if you tell a child that Jesus shed his blood, they're going to think about their dog. Their dog sheds hair. Okay? And so you want to make sure that they know that the word shedding means gave. Jesus gave his life's blood on the cross. When he was nailed to the cross, he gave his blood for your forgiveness. Again, we want to make it personal. You need them to know that Jesus, he didn't deserve to die, but he willingly died on the cross. He wanted to because he loves you, so he willingly gave himself up on the cross and took your punishment. So that is another blank, that he took your punishment. Well, I thought I had the word punishment, but I don't. So Jesus took your punishment on the cross, and this is important to know too because he didn't just die on the cross. And then was buried and came alive again. He actually took on the punishment. He took that separation away. He took that separation away. So I tell the kids, you know, Jesus, he took your punishment. Sometimes you could teach them, it's kind of like if you and your brother or sister were running through the house and you broke your mom's lamp. And your mom came in and said, who broke this lamp? Because they're in big trouble. And what if your brother or sister said, I broke the lamp. I'll take the punishment. Well, that's what Jesus did for all of our sins. He said, I did it. I did it. And you want the child to understand that Jesus died in their place. He didn't have to, but he wanted to. So Jesus died. He was buried. But he didn't stay dead. Don't leave Jesus in the grave. Because he rose again on the third day. He came back to life, and now he lives in heaven. And you can also point them to 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, which says Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. Just to point them to the fact that Jesus, he didn't stay dead, he came back to life. And now he lives in heaven. Jesus is alive in heaven today. And then you're going to go from the red page to the clean page with another link. Because of what Jesus did for you, you can have your sins forgiven. There is only one way, and here's how. Okay? Because once you get done with the red page, now the child has heard the gospel points that they need to hear. They've heard about how God is a holy God who doesn't allow sin in heaven, but you and I have that problem of sin. But Jesus died on the cross to take your punishment. He died on the cross to take your punishment for your sin so that now you can go to be with God in heaven. And there's only one way. It's important for kids to know there's only one way. Because kids are not taught that today. They're taught, whatever way you believe, that's the way that you're saved. That's the way that you can go to heaven. It doesn't matter what way you choose. There's only one way. But the problem with that is that why would God send his son to die a terrible death on the cross if he didn't have to? So if there are other ways for people to go to heaven, then why did God have Jesus die on the cross? So this is the only way for that child to be forgiven from their sins. If there was any other way, I'm sure that God would not have sent Jesus to die that terrible death on the cross. So when you're teaching this page, you might teach something along these lines where you would say, but God has a wonderful plan so that you and I don't have to be punished for our sin, and that is through his perfect son, Jesus. Jesus is God's perfect son. And Jesus came to earth, and he was born on earth as a baby in a manger. You might remember that from celebrating Christmas, which is coming up. Jesus was born as a baby in a manger, and he grew up and lived a perfect life. And then when he was a man, some men came, and they took Jesus. And they nailed Jesus to a cross. And what came out of his hands and feet, do you think, when those nails went in? What do you think came out? Blood. That's right. Blood. And the Bible says that someone had to give blood for you to get rid of your sin. And in Hebrews 9:22, it says, without the shedding, and shedding just means giving, without the giving of blood, there is no forgiveness. Someone had to give blood for you to be forgiven from your sin. And Jesus was the only one who could do that. He died on the cross and took the punishment that you and I deserve. He died on the cross and took that punishment that you and I deserve. And he did this because he loves you. He willingly died on the cross to take away your sins because he loves you. I couldn't die on the cross for your sin because I have my own sin. But Jesus was the only one who could die on the cross for your sin because he was the perfect Son of God. After Jesus died, he was buried, but then the third day he came back to life. He rose again, and now Jesus lives in heaven, and he wants you to go to be with him in heaven. And so because of what Jesus did for you, you can have your sins forgiven, and there is only one way, and here's how. Okay? So that would be kind of how you would go through the red page. Now notice, I didn't read 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, but you can certainly read that if you feel led to when you're talking to the child, just to emphasize that Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and rose again. Okay? So I think what we're going to do now is take another little break. And then when we come back from the break, then I'll have you get with your partner and practice the red page, and then we'll move on to the clean page, which is the invitation to receive Christ, okay? So if you all want to get up, stretch, and take a little break, we'll come back at 10:30, or 11:30, sorry.